It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Meco Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
It's Friday. Can you hear me?
We can now. We didn't turn up the tube, so we thought we'd have you on mute for a while.
It's Friday. You can't mute me, man.
No, we try, though.
My mother, as a child, would have loved to have muted me. There's a couple of teachers in the past that would have loved to have muted me as well.
Were you one of those kids that sat in the back and cutting up and things like that in class in grammar school?
I was a talker.
Okay.
And I did my share of cutting up. I will say this. I am a walking example of what fear of your parents stop you from doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah.
Because one thing, I was always smart enough. I knew how far I could push people.
Really? Yeah, you'd stretch the rubber band. So
I can't tell you how many times my buddies would get in trouble because I felt like I pushed the teacher to the brink, and then I backed off, and then they just did something stupid and just got hammered for it.
I hear you.
Because, you know, detentions and all those things, that didn't bode well at my house.
So Joey was the quiet one, I take it, huh?
Yeah, but no, Joey was a handful because Joey...
Was he the instigator?
No. Joey in school, Joey did not like school. Joey was the anti-school guy of the seven of us.
Okay.
And he bucked my mother when it came to that.
Okay. All right.
Just like, I'm not doing it. Speech night, speech day, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting up in front of people and talking, which was very anti-Indest because we were all in the speech.
Johnny was in the elocution.
Oh, we all were. We all were and pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But, no, Joey was the one. He's like, I ain't doing it. Beat me. Do whatever you got to do. I ain't doing it. And they would beat him.
And that's what I said. That's why I brought up Joey, of all of y'all that I know.
No, he's got that different mentality.
That's right. I agree. Maybe he's a Babineau more than Indian.
No, because the thing is, the only difference, but you see, Johnny, Eldridge, and myself, the one thing that the three of us certainly have in common,
we
have very short wicks.
I can believe. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have very short wicks.
Seen a lot of whirly birds on the golf course.
But for the most part, at least, and I can speak for me, and I think for them as well, once you get it out, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Joey's got a long wick, but when that wick gets to the end, you don't want to be around when it gets there.
I understand. I understand.
When the volcano blows,
uh-huh.
you don't. Yeah, you don't want to be around.
Takes the area with
it. He'll he scares me. All right.
What we got?
Okay. NIL. We got to keep coming back to it when I see these unbelievable deals that collegiate players are making.
I'm ready.
Out here in corporate America. Mr. Daniel, the quarterback of Georgia.
All right.
Along with his NFL Georgia alum, Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, and DeAndre Swift.
Okay.
They have signed a 6-month deal.
All right.
With a card company, that they're going to get $100 per signature with 50% of royalties coming from the cards over the next 6 months.
Wow.
Now, when you look at 100, so if this is a 6-month deal, I did the math.
Okay.
That's 10,000 signatures is equals to 100 grand. 10,000 times 100 is 100 is a million. I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. That's 55 a day. That's very doable.
Yeah, I think so.
55. As a matter of fact, what you do is you sign a week's worth on a, you know.
True. Yeah. You get
you sign a week's worth, you know, in one sitting. You sit there for 2 hours, you know, and you sign 1,000, you know, I don't know, 500, 1,000, whatever.
Yeah.
But this is, just on top of other. He has a deal with Zaxby's.
Does he?
Yes. Wow. Which Zaxby's like what? Burgers and chicken and stuff? It's kind of fast casual kind of deal. Now, this is the deal, though. I got to give it to this cat because he's come out in public and said it. He is sharing half of his deal with the Georgia offense. Okay, now, this is my deal.
Interesting.
Okay? This all comes out is very altruistic. I don't know. Very unselfish.
Yeah, that's probably a better word.
But then all of a sudden, think of the can of worms that this could open. Okay, are you just doing it with the starters? Or are you doing it with the whole offense? Are you doing it with the walk-ons? Ooh. I mean, where does it stop?
True.
Are you giving that, as we call them, slappy, okay, that's barely on the team? That's what they call him in college and the pros?
Slappy.
He's a slappy. Is he getting the same amount as your starting left tackle and your starting running back? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes.
You follow me?
Oh, yes.
I'm sitting there. I'm the head coach, and I'm thinking that's not a good idea sharing this money because somebody down the road's going to get, pissed off.
Not only that, but I'm looking at a lot of lookout blocks. You know, look out. Here he comes.
Now the guy's on the defense, man. Yeah. Hey, we just got that turnover for you. Why aren't we getting some of that money?
Yeah. Oh, it's. Let me tell you, it's going to create some problems. I'm telling you.
And I was looking for the article again this morning, and I do believe it's the offense, but I don't care. Let's say you're sharing it with the whole team. Well, now when you start diluting that amongst 84 other scholarship players?
Yeah. Or another 50 walk-ons.
Yeah. I mean, how is that evenly distributed?
Oh, it's going to be fun. We got a call. We do.
We got a call. You're on the air with Coach Indes and Bayou Sports.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Well, all the scrubs have to do is form their own restaurant chain, just like walk-ons, you know.
Boxcar, I'm just going to go up. Are you possibly a Rush fan?
Back in the day.
There's a song by Rush called "The Trees," you know, and it's very poetically written. There was unrest in the forest. There was trouble with the trees. For the maples want their sunlight, but the oaks ignore their pleas. Okay, and it's all about the little trees. All right, ticked off because they're not getting the sunlight. And then, and then at the end, the trees will all get equal by hatchet, axe, and saw. They're just going to cut them all down. Okay, it's a great song. It's a great song. You got to. It's a deep song by Rush. But it's again, I keep using the term regulation, which, you know, some people hate that word. Okay, but. Somebody better come in and figure this stuff out because this stuff is going to get nuts, and it's going to get way worse before it gets better.
Yeah, and the reason I was calling is a couple of days ago I was watching a golf show, and I hadn't even thought about this when it came to the NILs for collegiate golfers, but the USGA had to actually make an emergency ruling and sort of exemption because it would have breached while, under NCAA rules, they would have forfeited their amateur status if they had, And so they had to make an emergency ruling. They're going to actually formally meet, in January to come up with some new guidelines. But for now, they are allowing it, but they're advising the amateur golfers to talk to their compliance officer before they do anything because, for example, like golf instruction, they can't make any money off of that. So let's say Le Triomphe wanted to hire one of the, UL players to be their director of, head instructor of golf or whatever. Can't do that. But there's other things that, that they're allowed to do. And they're also going to revise the amateur status rules for all golfers in January, too. It's going to up the amount of money you can, you can win in a tournament and things like that without forfeiting.
So the director didn't say, I want you to kill all the golfers.
No, he didn't go that far.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
And all they would have to do is go to one of these Calcuttas, and everybody wouldn't be an amateur anymore. You know?
That's right.
Hey, being that you said that, I got to give a shout out. Y'all could do that on Monday as well. Brody LeBlanc and his partner. Let's see, I forget who Brody played with, but they went to Lake Charles and won a big tournament this weekend.
Yeah, no, we actually talked about that on Monday. Yeah, it's that, and I had never heard of that guy.
Corey Hassel. I knew who it was.
I thought
it could have been Scott Shea, but yeah, it was Brody and Corey Hassel. They go in. Yeah. They are the lowest team that went in the Calcutta, and they bought themselves. Okay, so they went lowest in the Calcutta and bought themselves.
Wow.
And they go out in extra holes. And I believe Brody birdies the second hole in extra play at Lake Charles Country Club. And Brody was telling me it was really cool because there were, you know, dozens of carts out there, people filming. It was a really great atmosphere. And a couple of guys from Cane Row go up, you know, go to Lake Charles. Because you know as well as I do, there's a lot of great golf played in Lake Charles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A bunch.
A lot of horses.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, good buddy of mine.
Anyway, yeah.
Mike Vetterall is a good golfer in that area.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I just wanted to mention that about that because it you know, there's so many other little things that crop up.
Look, it's coming to where players are going to be making more than their coaches. It's going to be like the NFL. You're going to have guys making more than their coaches.
You talk about, man. Anyway, y'all have a good day, good weekend.
Okay, Box Call.
All right, take care.
All right, later. You know, Coach, I really believe that what's going to happen, and the more I think about this, that they're going to have to put – I don't mind these kids making money, but don't be surprised if the NCAA or whatever litigation comes about where they've got to put this basically away in a trust form and they can't touch it until they graduate. I don't know. That's just
But, again, it's the legality. You know, my deal is I think, okay, cap it. You can only make X amount. But then is that legal?
No,
you know, once they've
is.
Opened Pandora's box. But then what are you saying? Is that legal?
Well,
forcing them who, you know, this is America.
To keep their amateur status.
Yeah. You know, again, something needs to happen.
That's what I'm looking at.
Something needs to happen.
Anyway,
I would love to go back the way we were thinking 6 months ago and look at this. Because I will say, when this first came out, we're reading in the newspaper. We're talking about it. We had Eric in here, and I'm like, guys, this is going to be crazy.
How about going to make them pay back their scholarship with all the money they have?
Oh. Well, now, should they be on scholarship?
Thank you.
But you do have the guy that's not going to make anything off the NIL. Well, there's going to be plenty of them that don't.
How about you say that? How about the guy that makes all kind of money and says, I'm going to walk on and I'm going to just keep all my NIL money and y'all don't have to have me on scholarship. I'll pay my way.
Good point. So you're saying if they do start regulating it relative to you being on scholarship, well, now, no. Don't give me a scholarship.
Give me the money, man. Don't give me a scholarship. I'll walk on. And then if I don't like it here, I'm going somewhere else.
Oh, Lord.
You can do that now.
Lord.
Oh, let me tell you, it's going to be crazy. This is going to be that underlying effect where coaches are going to call these kids and say, you know, you're not making enough money over there, man. You ought to come play for us, man. I got Joe Smith lined you up. He's going to give you $50,000 a year. I'm telling you, and then it can move and leave and know they don't have to sit out a year. Oh, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Crazy. So, one of my can't-get-right people in the NFL, Antonio Brown, if this had just happened all by itself, this is the only thing that had happened to him in the last few years, you wouldn't think much of it. But Antonio Brown rips the helmet off of a Titan that they were practicing with, one of the Tennessee Titans, and punches him in the face and gets thrown out of practice. This guy's got problems, man. This guy's got
still with Tampa
problems.
Bay?
Yes, he is still with Tampa Bay. And look, and I guarantee he's probably still an elite receiver. Speaking of elite receivers, Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner from Amite, Louisiana, by way of Alabama.
Yes.
Unfortunately. If you remember, way back when, one of the first times you ever heard of Tua Tagovailoa in the national championship game.
Caught the pass
when he was a freshman. goes into his senior year as the second best receiver on Alabama's team.
That's right. That's right.
And the starter, is it, was it Waddle?
Waddle, yeah.
Yeah, so which gets drafted before Devontae Smith.
And who's got a lot of speed, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, he's faster and bigger.
Absolutely.
He's bigger and faster than Devontae Smith.
Yes.
To show you the plethora of riches that Nick Saban had on that team. But had two catches for the Eagles last night. Eagles just got smashed. Smokes. Just got slobber knocked.
35-0.
That's
embarrassing.
Quarterback doesn't play. For the Eagles.
How'd they go? Fight. Eagles fight.
Well, the Eagles got booed. They got booed at halftime. They booed them off the field at halftime. Jalen Hurts doesn't play. Undisclosed illness, but ends up being at the game, so you know he didn't have COVID.
Yeah, they said he had some kind of upset stomach
yes,
and all.
Yes. And had severe abdominal pain, went to the hospital.
Yeah, and wanted to play, but the coach said, no, this is preseason. No, let's not take a chance with you.
Cam Newton goes 8 of 9 with a drop.
Yeah.
For 103 yards. Mac Jones, 146 yards, 13 of 19. So they both played well. But you have to believe that this job is Cam Newton's to lose for now.
Yes.
For now. Maybe not for later, but for now. You don't draft guys in the first round just to sit. The only stupid people to me that do that are the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
To piss off their starter.
Yeah,
they're the only stupid organization. That goes out of their way to tick off their future Hall of Famer, okay, and draft a guy when they need other players. They need receivers and running backs. They're the only ones that do that.
Yeah, look at what the Saints did the last few years, always drafting linemen.
Yeah.
You know, or defensive linemen.
What
offensive
can
linemen.
We do to support Drew Brees?
Yeah.
And even defensive guys. What can we – hey, offense can't get the ball unless the defense gets them the ball back.
Yes.
You know, all the different things. What can we do? No, you don't do that.
That's right.
Corey Hassel just shot me a text.
Oh.
Said his neighbor just called him and said, I had to call the show to remind you who Brody played with in Lake Charles. Corey, I got you. I got you covered. I was pretty sure it was you, but I wanted to make sure that it was you.
We are now.
Wanted to make sure. Hopefully he's at the game. We got the Friday afternoon game today. We'll talk about that when we come back because I want to talk a little bit about the our handicapping system and some stuff we got going on at Cane Road. It's pretty fun to talk about.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that along with the Northern Trust first round yesterday, and about Alvin Kamara. We got some interesting off the field news from Alvin Kamara. Interesting off
the field. Number 41. Huh?
Yes. So we'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, welcome back. So we've got the golf's version of the playoffs. Playoffs! Playoffs!
Jim Moore forever. We recognize it.
We've got the golf version. So we started the Northern Trust with 125 participants who have qualified. And yesterday, which seemed to be not a pretty difficult track. Fast greens. Significant rough. Some guys really struggle with the course, but John Rahm and Justin Thomas just go off. Shoot 8-under on a par 71 track. Jersey City.
Jersey. I'm from the Jersey Shore.
I wonder what the temperature is like up there right now.
I think they said yesterday, somebody said 86.
That's not too bad.
But, again, that 86 with the lack of humidity, I believe. It did look like they were comfortable out there.
Okay. Yeah, just not sweating profusely, you know, like some of those golfers do.
Correct. It did look like they were comfortable. Liberty National, I believe, is the name of the club. There's a couple of beautiful – there's some scenery, so it's right across – what body of water? That's the Hudson. It's right across
– Hudson's on the – no.
Okay, so where the Statue of Liberty is.
Staten Island, yeah.
What is that body of water?
Might be the East – no, it can't be the East River.
Okay, but whatever it is, you can – from the golf course, you see Lady Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And certain shots where they're shooting the green, you can see Manhattan, the Twin Towers would be.
Right.
What is it called now? Freedom Tower. So you can see Freedom Tower and that shot right there.
Yeah.
I've never seen it from that side. Of course, you know, when I've been to Manhattan, you know, you see it. We've actually visited the Statue of Liberty and seen it from that. Is it Liberty Station? Whatever it is, right there at the end of Manhattan where you can stand there. They do the credit card commercials or something.
Yeah, that's right.
From that spot. Yeah, the guy throws his Liberty. So I'm looking forward to watching this tournament through the weekend. As we whittle it down to 70 for the FedEx Cup.
Okay.
The most interesting round of the day, though. They've gotten to the point, they follow Bryson DeChambeau like they used to follow Tiger Woods.
Really?
Whether he's winning, losing, or whatever. They really, because he's just such a, he can be such a train wreck and get in his own way, but Bryson DeChambeau, listen to this, Turbo.
I'm hearing you.
He made two pars yesterday.
And he shot?
Even par.
Huh? Okay, this is a trick question.
No, it's not.
He mean to tell me he had, let's see, if he shot two pars.
Well, I mean, he had a double in there, but he had multiple birdies and bogeys.
Okay, all right.
He shot even par with two pars. Now, if you're not a golfer, that may not make – okay, what does that mean? That just means that the dude was all over the place with his game.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. Shoot 71 with two pars. Incredible.
It really is. Never heard of that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Alvin Kamara.
Okay, Alvin.
He's in the news.
Not Alvin the Chipmunks.
It's not about the field. It's off the field, but it's not bad news. Alvin Kamara has his own cereal. Kamara's King Crunch with a Mardi. It's a Mardi Gras themed cereal. It's a honey oat flaked cereal.
honey.
They've got a picture of Alvin on the front with his nose ring and all. So if you're interested in putting more money in Alvin Kamara's hands, or maybe it's good cereal. You never know.
Oh well,
it's not hard to make good cereal these days.
No, when Captain Crunch got into it, I give him a little and pebbles and all that. So.
Oh, Fruity Pebbles, that's tough to beat. Good Fruity Pebbles.
I'm a Cheerio man.
I like the Honey Nut Cheerios. I don't like the basic Cheerios.
Yeah, I agree with you. Especially with almonds and things like that.
I say I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
I put some blueberries in my cereal, maybe some bananas.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my mother, man, she wanted nothing like a... Put a rotten banana cut up in her, which I call a rotten banana. I mean, that sucker's black. She loves a mushy rotten banana in her cereal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Joyce loves a rotten banana.
Strawberries or...
See, I'm not a strawberry guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm talking to Corey Hassel earlier, and we're talking about our golf game at Cane Row. And I was coming this morning, didn't have a lot of content today, and thinking about different things to talk about. I tried to get Nish's coach on, but he couldn't get on this morning to talk about yesterday's scrimmage with Turlings. We'll talk more about that next week.
Okay.
But going back, talking to Corey about these handicaps. So I will readily admit, I will call out all the players in my group. I play golf with a bunch of sandbaggers, but it's gotten to the point where everybody's a sandbagger because it's terrible. Nobody will admit what handicap they are. So we have a gentleman in our golf game, Paul Rayo, who collects all the golf cards at the end of the rounds, and he figures our handicaps. And on one hand, I'm very proud to say at 54 years old from the Blue Tees at Cameron, I'm a 3 handicap.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good game.
That's solid.
Yes.
I aspire to be better.
Okay.
Been playing a lot better lately, making a lot more birdies. I want to be a 1 or a 0. That's my goal.
Okay.
That puts me, I have 25 golfers in front of me that Paul keeps track of their handicaps. That puts me number 19. I'm going to go through it. Brody LeBlanc is a plus 6 handicap. That means on a good day of golf, remember, so a handicap is not your average score.
That's right.
It's what you shoot on a good day. Because what you do, you take 10 of your last 20, your 10 best of your last 20. You drop all your bad scores.
That's right.
And then you basically average those.
That's right. That is correct.
And then it's supposed to be done against the slope of the course. So which pretty much the slope at Kane is about even par.
Is it 80% or 90%?
Well, it's 96%.
96, okay.
Brody LeBlanc, minus 6. That means that Brody, just on a good day, is going to shoot 66. He shot 65 the other day when we played.
Wow.
Caleb Arsenault. A plus 3. Kenley Jones, a plus 3. Jay Smith, a plus 2. Nick Trahan, plus 2. Corey Hassel, plus 1. He's better than that. He hadn't played much lately.
Jay Smith, a plus 2. The international playboy.
Now, some of these guys are playing from the white tees.
Oh,
the older guys are playing from the white tees.
So that's what age limit's cut off?
60 plus playing from the white tees, which Jay's a white tee guy.
Okay.
We got Gonsolin at Ryan Gonsolin at 0. We got Chris Vietar at 0. We've got Danny DePlantis at 0. We got Eric Indest at 0.
They need to toughen up the course, man. You hear me?
David Wiggins at 0. Jacob Friu at 1.
Plant those Eisenhower trees, man, in the middle.
Brian Sonia at 1. Jason Hebert at 2. Tim Hebert at a 2. Caffrey at a 2, Michael Caffrey. Scott Shea, who is typically like a plus 2 guy, but Scott Shea ran into a problem in his golf game. It's called children.
Oh, no.
It's called children.
I'm waiting.
Well, you just can't go out and play golf like you used to when mama's saying, hey, man, you got to help with the kids.
Do tell.
So On according to this, me and Scott are supposed to play head up, but mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, I'm not playing Scott Shea head up.
Okay, no metal play there. Huh?
Yeah, no. Okay. Scott's giving me shots. I don't care what this table says. Just like some of these guys, I'll play head up that have better handicaps. I'll play them head up, but I'm not playing Scott Shea head
up. So you bring a lot of sawbucks with
you? Yeah, so it goes on Kempton Collins 4, Paul Rayo 5, Larry Verrett 7. We got Richie Byron with a 7. And then Matt Hebert with a 10 and Pelu with an 11. So,
and that's minus.
No, yeah. So that's, okay. You know, guy, that means an 11, you're shooting 83 on a good day.
Yeah.
The thing about our game is all guys can make birdies. And it's a birdie game. So even if you are that 7 or 8 handicap, as long as you're making a couple of 3 birdies in a round, you're going to do well for your team and typically going to do well for yourself. Shout out to Paul Rayo for doing that. I think it's pretty cool. I know some of the guys in the group hate it because it throws in their face
so he grabs
when they're actually a 0 when they show up at tournaments and proclaim that they're a 7. People ask me, Brent, what's your handicap? And I tell them, I say, what is my true handicap or what is my handicap relative to my buddies? Because relative to my buddies, I'm a 9 or a 10.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Relative to my buddies, I'm a 9 or a 10.
I thought you'd shoot, 74, 75.
I do.
Most of the time.
But I'm saying – that's what I do shoot.
Okay.
All but right. when I'm talking, when I go to a tournament and I see that this guy who's a 0 is turning in a 6.
Oh, okay. Light bulb. All right.
You follow?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sneaky.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to go in a tournament seeing all these guys turning in 5s when I know they're 0s. I'm not turning in my 4. I'm turning in a 9 or a 10.
I'll have the pro there handicap you and see how that works out.
Good old Steve Smith. Steve Smith would have gotten that straight. All right, we're going to be right back. One more segment. We're going to talk LSU quarterbacks and also a theory of mine about Miles Brennan that I know other people have thought of, but what I think, if I'm Miles Brennan's dad, or if I'm Miles Brennan, what I'm looking at doing. We'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners 3 times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. Talking LSU. Of course, we go back. We talk Saints. We went through all the projected starters of the Saints. The Saints do play Monday night.
Yes, against Jacksonville.
Yes. Interesting to see that with Trevor Lawrence. Seeing how he comes around along with, is it Minshew?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
See how that quarterback battle
and
works out.
Achane's also with Jacksonville.
Yes.
Travis Achane.
Because we talked about back in the draft how these reunions were happening. Jamar Chase with Joe Burrow.
Yep. And somebody else for LSU is with him, too.
I believe Thad Moss signed as a free agent.
Yeah, he's another one.
And yeah.
It just seems like a running back, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't recall.
So, Max Johnson, since Miles Brennan's freak fishing boat injury, broke the humerus, the large bone in his arm, upper arm, non-throwing arm, but still, big-time break. So Max Johnson's the guy, 6'5", 219. I mean, you don't sculpt him any better. He's got the pedigree. It's funny, both of LSU's top-tier quarterbacks have the pedigree.
Yes.
So one of them's dad, Max Johnson, Brad Johnson, who arguably will go down as the worst winning quarterback in the history of the NFL. Worst Super Bowl winning.
Who was the Baltimore quarterback when they beat the Giants in 2000? He's in that
Flacco.
No, we're talking 2000. This is...
Oh, Dilfer. Trent Dilfer, yes. Yeah. He's one of... As a matter of fact, it's funny that you say that because I get Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson mixed up.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Okay.
When people talk about him, I get them mixed up.
Well, he's...
Because I think because of that, they're the same guy. They're the guy... And Trent Dilfer, of course, has gone on to a great career with ESPN, I believe, or one of the networks. I do think Dilfer
defense,
was better than Brad
the Ravens'
Johnson.
Defense was just unbelievable. Yeah.
And Tampa Bay's was as well, which you have to have that.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go on and on. We've discussed the was it Shane Matthews that we discussed as the Bears? Who was the quarterback for Chicago? I always forget, Jeff.
Trubisky?
No. Rex Grossman.
Grossman. Florida grad.
You've got David Woodley. But these are all in losing efforts.
That's right.
Guys that did not have great NFL careers that played in Super Bowls but actually won one. Yeah, Dilfer and Johnson are right at the top, and I'd go with Johnson myself.
Yeah. Then the Giants had a quarterback, the kid from West Virginia back in the, what was it, 89, 91, somewhere in there. They won the championship, and he was a West Virginia grad.
Well, Brad Johnson did what he had to do.
That's right.
He took it into his own hand because you know what he did? He went and found him a volleyball player named Nicky.
Yep.
A big 5'11" volleyball player. That's what you do when you're a big, tall NFL quarterback. You don't screw up those genes.
That's right.
You don't screw up the DNA. You go find you. There's a lot of people you can fall for. Hey, say, I'm going to fall for somebody that's tall and athletic.
That's right.
And she did it. He did it.
Yep.
Good for Brad Johnson.
I just can't believe Max Johnson's – I knew he was big.
So Max Johnson, 6'5", 219, and can run.
Yeah.
Last year went 88 of 150, 1,069 yards, 8 touchdowns.
And I'm a little partial to him because he's a lefty.
There you go. 54 rushes, 119 yards, 2 TDs.
Left tackle now is your right tackle.
Yeah. Georgia, graduate from a Georgia high school. He's a sophomore now. Brad actually was looking to move down here because he's got another son that's a tight end that almost ended up at Newman High School. I know that for a fact. But I do believe that kid is still in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. But then you go down to Garrett Neusmeyer, whose father, I saw him on TV last night. He is the quarterback's coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Former Idaho quarterback, was the 1AA player of the year, and was a backup quarterback for the Saints for 4 or 5 years.
That's right.
So you've both got great pedigrees in these guys. Now, Garrett Neusmeyer is not the body that Max Johnson is. 6'2", 172, which that's pretty darn skinny right there.
Yeah, that's small. But Joe Brennan was 180 pounds at 6'4".
Yeah, but ended up being 225.
Yeah, they put the weight on him.
Yes.
A lot of chocolate milkshakes.
So Max Johnson, without a doubt, is the guy. But Neusmeyer has been impressive in practice, doing a lot of great things. All eyes in the SEC are going to be on Max Johnson. The SEC does not want to see LSU with a quarterback that is really getting it done, because that makes LSU immediately a big-time contender. A lot of pressure on that young man, but there's pressure on everybody at that level.
And
we'll see how that shakes out. You know, he's surrounded by great running backs, looks like a solid receiver core, definitely a great offensive line. I really believe it's going to – LSU. If Max Johnson gets it done this year and plays to his potential, it's going to come down to LSU's defense. If they can end up being that team that gives up less than 17 points a game, yeah. I'm not talking crazy on defense.
Yeah, it was just probably one of the worst defenses in the history of
probably
football.
Probably.
Just stating the facts.
Raymond Blanco told me way back, Brent, defensive football, it's not hard. You contain the ball, you pursue the ball.
It's pretty accurate.
They couldn't contain the ball. No. It's hard to pursue it when you can't contain it. When you don't contain it, the only thing that contains the ball is the sideline. Well, and when people are constantly getting to the sideline without being contained, you're in trouble.
Well, when they made the Mississippi quarterback look like all world.
Well, they did that, though, in the national championship year, though.
Yeah, they did, against a couple games. Yeah,
you remember that?
Vanderbilt and Ole Miss.
People were lining up wanting to kill Aranda.
Yeah.
After the Ole Miss game. You remember the runner? Ole Miss just murdered him. But that was kind of an anomaly.
Yeah, but they outscored him by 20. So.
Yeah. So let's talk. We'll finish up on Neusmeyer. He is a capable guy. Now, LSU does not list anybody after that because they don't have anybody. They've got a couple of walk-ons.
That's just strange, though. That's strange that they don't have.
Well, when you think about it, so they lose the kid to Auburn, TJ Finley.
True.
And then they lose Brennan.
Yeah.
So they were a solid four deep.
Yeah, they were.
And, you know, you get a transfer and you get an injury, and all of a sudden, bam, okay, you're in a bind. So, and you don't think about the third guy, but the second Max Johnson gets hurt, now you start thinking about who is an ankle injury away from being the starting quarterback for LSU.
Well, it depends. I go back a little ways. It's back in the
That's when they started going hitting up the Theta Xi fraternity. Hey, any of you guys played quarterback in high school?
You go to the intramural kids. But LSU, when Pat Green was quarterback at LSU, he went down, and Nelson Stokley went down. And they were down to Freddie Haynes, who was 5'9", about 175-pound quarterback back then from Hainesville.
Way different back then, though, the type of offense.
Oh, yeah, they ran. McClendon would line it up
and
in
also,
the OI formation.
That was managed. That quarterbacks managed games back then. They weren't the game. They managed.
Oh, if they threw it 10 times, that was a lot.
Yes. So, Miles Brennan, let's talk Miles Brennan. This might not be popular if you're an LSU fan, but I'm talking about, if I'm Miles Brennan right now, or if I'm his father, or if I'm his agent, which I guess it's illegal. I don't know what's legal to have right now.
Owen Brennan's his father.
Okay. So Miles Brennan right now, who going into this year was thought to be a top 3 to 4 round pick, which Joe Burrow was thought to be that, and at the end of the year ended up being the number one pick.
Correct.
Okay. So his stock was only going to go up. So he's going to be ready to play about midseason. It looks like. Now, let's face it. If Max Johnson is playing well, Miles Brennan will not get on the field.
That is correct.
And he shouldn't. Because there was a battle going on to begin with. If Max Johnson is doing well, Miles Brennan is not going to get on the field. If Miles Brennan sees that writing on the wall, some would say, okay, of course you have to redshirt. That's a no-brainer. You need to redshirt. Because if you just come out and declare yourself for the draft, being such a question mark, you may not get drafted or you may not go to the sixth or the seventh round. And we're talking about the difference in the monies between that and, and early. We're talking millions and millions and millions and signing bonuses and all that stuff. Well, redshirt, kind of a no-brainer there. But then are you going to come back and go to battle with these two quarterbacks that have proven themselves the year before? If Miles Brennan comes back, this is not talking as an LSU fan. This is talking as a guy who knows football and knows how it works, coached a little bit in college, that when he comes back and if he sees that those two quarterbacks are doing very well and everything's rolling along really well and I'm not going to play this year, it's graduate transfer time.
It's possible.
You go find you a place where you can play. And you know what? If I am right there in Lafayette, I'm making calls.
I hear you.
If I'm the Rajon Kajon coaches, I'm making calls. Hey, we got a spot. We're losing a senior quarterback this year. We got a spot.
Have any of their commitments quarterbacks right now? I'm trying to
Cajuns?
Recall. Yeah, no, I'm not Cajuns, but how about LSU?
Well, St. Thomas Moore.
Oh, duh. Okay.
Top quarter, one of the tops in the country.
Yeah, but you think they'd get another one.
Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah, the Cajuns, though, after Lewis, they've got.
Well, you got the young man from Rommel.
Yeah, but he's kind of small. And the kid.
No, he is a shorter guy.
The kid from Maryland, that transferred in from Maryland, was pretty highly
sought after. LeJondre.
Yeah, so you wonder if how those two are going to work out.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Anyway, and then they got a commitment from a kid out of one of the Scotlandville, maybe another, yeah. Zachary, one of those areas.
Yeah. So we'll see how that materializes with Miles Brennan. But just always say, I don't like the portal. I don't like the way it all works out. I hate the way kids can just pick up and go. But I'm going to throw a big button there. When you're a quarterback, there's only one guy that can play. The quarterback, the kicker, and the punter are different than everybody else on the team. There's only one guy that's going to play, except for big-time mop-up time. And when you're on the outside looking in and you're a quarterback, don't give it to me as a fan, oh, man, that kid's got his commitment. No, if a kid wants to play ball, a kid needs to play ball. All right? And if a guy is in a situation where he sees that, well, man, the starter's younger than me or we're the same age and I gotta hope for a guy to get hurt for me to play. You know what? I am not at all against a kid finding a place where he can play.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with that? Guy who wants to play ball.
You got to admire him.
Exactly. Now, you're an offensive lineman. There's five that can play. Let's throw out center. Because center is more of a – but centers and guards, a lot of times they're interchangeable. And, yeah, you're the sixth guy in a five-man rotation. Now, come on. Stick it out. You're gonna get your chance, okay? Same thing with DBs and linebackers and D-linemen. All those positions, receivers. The Cajuns are going to play seven or eight receivers this year.
Yeah. And you know what? You got to.
Yeah. Okay? But quarterback is a different deal. It's a different deal.
And, you know, I could never understand why teams didn't play more than six offensive linemen in a game because they get tired just like
defensive
linemen.
Yeah, but the difference is it's the continuity. It's the whole deal that you are working in unison with that guy next to you, making those calls.
But can you imagine a second offensive line late in the third quarter beating up on a defensive line that's pretty much played the whole you don't see that much.
Yeah. No, you don't see it at all. I'm telling you. Offensive line is the most important hire. The offensive line coach, other than the coordinators, most important hire for any coach at any level. Any level. And high school offensive line coaches are hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
They are hard to find.
And I don't know if you saw where a former LSU offensive line coach is.
Yes, he's suing Craig.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
If he did commit to violations, you got nothing to stand on.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. I got a golf game this afternoon. Big game at Cane Row. Hopefully the weather holds off.
It's supposed to.
Got a shower last night, didn't?
Yeah, it was just a little
not
shower.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's not going to wet the course down.
So Going to go out there and mix it up. Love Friday and Saturday. Got my 12:30 game today, 9:15 game tomorrow morning. Looking forward to lowering that handicap, making some birdies.
And on your, with your guys you play with, you're allowed to practice swing on the tee box?
Yes, you are. I will say this. Last weekend, I ended up the weekend with more money in my wallet than I started with.
That's a good
And that's weekend. Always the goal.
Absolutely.
That's always the goal.
So no practice swings in your group?
No. Ask Jacob. Ask Jacob. Ask my man Jacob for you. Jacob takes three. All right. And Paul Rayo, he takes very many. Mako Restoration. Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe. I've got to get over there and get the duck. It's not the empanadas. What do you call that? Little duck, I don't know, little duck things, along with some cheesecake and some. And Gator Outdoors, that's a wrap. Have a wonderful and glorious weekend. We will be back on Monday to talk more Bayou Sports.